another gem from Peter Alsop, I'm Lucky, and subtext is You're Not, of course. Have you had people come to you and say, oh yeah, you really nailed that because I'm lucky? I do know some people, unfortunately, who don't see the hidden trap in that way of thinking, that they're lucky, that, you know, I'm the privileged white male or whatever, and you're not, and that's because you're not worthy or something. They accept the subtext of you're not worthy.
Or I don't have to worry. I'm not part of your community, so you guys got to have to deal with yourself. You know, if I was an outsider, then you could screw me. But at this point, I'm not going to worry about you because I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. When you grow up with privilege, you don't understand that not having privilege, I mean, it's the water one swims in. It's hard for us to be considerate and feel like we're part of a community with the other people, that, you know, all of us on the planet, as the planet seems to shrink with the number of humans on it and with the dwindling resources, I mean, when we say it's not sustainable, it means it can't go on this way. And so we're starting to see some of the plugs getting pulled on some of the kinds of systems that we've put in place. When that happens, we need to take a look at, and hopefully not before it's too late, how we're being in the world and what we're doing, our verbs, without passing judgments on people and saying, you know, that's not okay. I mean, that's, again, the Disciples of Perfection mentality, which says no birth control. You only can have sex if you want to have children. What did I just hear that the Pope just said something about that gay men can use birth control because they're not having sex to have children, but that heterosexual couples can't? That sounds to me like a concept of male, predominantly male rule that says this is the way it's supposed to be, and let's force real life into that regardless of what one's particularly living life situation or circumstances are. That's not something I'm going to support. And it's not that I don't like Catholics or Christians. It's not about liking, and it's not about the labels.